Welcome to the Heal, Thrive, Dream podcast, where trauma survivors become healthy thrivers. Each month, we'll feature a theme in the trauma recovery and empowerment field to promote your recovery, healing, and learning how to build dreams. Here's your host, Karen Robinson, transformational coach and therapist.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the Heal, Thrive, Dream podcast. Today, our guest is Lauren Fonville. I hope I said that right. I always worry about names. And so Lauren is an energy healer. And one of the things that she really specializes in is EFT, emotional freedom therapy. Another word is tapping. So she's going to tell us about that today and all the different ways that she can help members of our audience. So welcome, Lauren.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here. So EFT actually stands for Emotional Freedom Technique. It's not technically a therapy. In the UK, a lot of people will refer to it as therapy, but not here in the US. So I did just want to clarify
really?
That.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But interesting. Yeah, they'll call themselves EFT therapists, even though they don't have, it's just different there than here. Like I am not a therapist. So I just want that.
Oh, you're not a therapist. Okay. Oh, okay. So thank you for clarifying that. I do know that therapists use it, but also coaching and other healers use it. So yeah, thank you for mentioning that. So you're more of a coach
I am a coach and I utilize a variety of different modalities in the work that I do, but I am incredibly passionate about EFT and find that it can be incredibly helpful with getting to the root of the issue. So I specialize in helping people with anxiety, stress, trauma, and physical pain, and really peeling back the layers to get to the root of the problem so that they can release it and begin to feel better in their bodies, because that's what this work is really all about. Feeling good in your body.
Feeling good in our body. Yeah. And the more I've studied trauma work for 24 years and it almost always comes back to working with the body, even mm-hmm. more so than the mind, the body.
Yeah. Our bodies hold on to stuff. And that's why when working particularly with physical pain, you know, there are emotional contributors to that physical pain. That's not to say that the pain isn't real, but it can be exacerbated by the emotions that we have going on. And sometimes we're really unaware of that. And when we find that awareness, or we create that awareness through doing this work, you can find relief from the pain.
Yeah. So any particular pain that it's more helpful than not, or is it across the board with pain?
It really is across the board. I've worked with a variety of different clients that have been diagnosed with fibromyalgia, clients that just have, you know, back pain, clients that have, migraines. You know, our bodies, everybody responds differently to different emotional things that are going on. So sometimes that can be expressed differently. So it can really help with a wide variety of things.
Yeah. So I think it would be helpful to learn more about your journey and mm-hmm. why you became an energy healer, like anything in your early life so this path resonated with you, or, you know, sharing anything about your journey can be super helpful for us to learn about.
Definitely. So for me, I think I was always intrigued by the idea of energy work, but my exploration of all of this really started at a time in my life when I was dealing with a lot of anxiety and stress. And I wanted to find other ways besides medication to try and make myself feel better. And the first step I took was to sign up for yoga teacher training. And through that process, I you know, I was exposed to a lot of people that are interested in energy work, hanging out at the yoga studio all the time. I got introduced to meditation, sound healing, Reiki, and also people that were into the coaching world too. And so I was involved in different coaching groups, and that's actually where I was introduced to EFT tapping. And so for me, it really all started with wanting to make myself feel better, doing things to make myself feel better. And so I explored all of these different avenues, and they all helped in different ways. And I eventually started sharing them with other people, and it's gotten me to the place where I am today.
Okay. Awesome. Okay. So tell us a little more about what work you would do with a trauma survivor. So I don't know, like, what kind of intake you take when you work with people, but are there questions related to trauma or what people's mental health is? Like, how do you assess people? And then what specifically would you recommend for a trauma survivor with what you have to offer?
Yeah, depending on the type of trauma too, you know, I think is important, because we've all experienced trauma on some level. You know, some of it's small trauma, some of it's the big T trauma. And so, yeah, asking some questions about what they've got going on, what their experience has been. I would start with tapping, simply because it is a tool that really allows you to gently approach trauma. You don't have to dive into the deep end with tapping. If even thinking about talking about it starts to give you anxiety, right? Like, which is normal for many people. You can start right there, right? Until you tap on it enough so that your anxiety is reduced. And I should probably back it up a little bit, because people might be thinking, what the heck is tap on it mean? What does that even mean? So EFT, like I mentioned before, stands for emotional freedom technique. And it's a process that helps you do just that. It helps you find freedom from your emotions. And it is comparable to acupuncture, but instead of putting little needles in your body, what you're going to do is gently tap and apply acupressure to certain areas of the body. And the difference between acupuncture and tapping is that you have this added layer of acknowledging the emotions that you're feeling. And so when I say that you're tapping on something, let's say, for example, you know, you were in a really bad car accident, and it has caused a lot of trauma for you. And maybe you have a fear of driving now, right? And so you can, and just thinking about having to talk about that with someone starts to make your heart race and you feel overwhelmed. You can work with a practitioner who will guide you through the practice, and you could simply start by tapping on the points that are part of the protocol and saying something along the lines of, even though I'm having anxiety just thinking about this, that's where I am right now. And you say with that same sentence, and you tap on the points, and until your anxiety reduces enough, or until another thought comes up, and it's really a process of connecting the dots. And so one thought will lead to the next, and often reveal things that you didn't even know were there.
Yeah, it's a gentle approach to help people feel better. So yeah, mm-hmm. I love it.
Yeah. And specifically with trauma, you know, because sometimes I feel like it's hard to kind of grasp exactly how it's working. I will say, you know, when we go back to this car getting into a car accident example, right? When you were in the accident, like in the aftermath of the accident, you were likely having, you know, a racing heartbeat, and maybe you were even shaking and breathing heavy, all of those physical reactions, right, to the trauma of the accident. And so now, perhaps when you're thinking about driving, or maybe when you get into the car and you're in a passenger seat, or you hear a loud roar of a car, right? If any of those things could be a trigger for you. And that trigger, what happens is with trauma is that trigger automatically transports you back in time to when you were actually in in that accident and you're experiencing all of the symptoms as if it's happening right now, even though it could have happened years and years ago, you're physically feeling like it's happening right now. And so the way that tapping helps with trauma is that it helps to create this space between the trigger and the physical sensation in your body so that eventually you can get to a point where you can think about it, talk about it, or be exposed to that trigger and not have that physical sensation in your body. So I just want to be clear. It's not like it's changing your memory of the event or erasing the event or anything like that, but it's creating this internal space so that you don't have that same physical reaction in your body.
You explained that really well. I think that was super helpful. Yeah, it was super helpful. You know, and so for someone who has not heard of tapping before, would you recommend that they go to a certain site to learn more, or do you have a favorite book that you would refer people to?
Yeah. So when you're just getting started with tapping, you could go on YouTube and you could Google EFT and any specific emotion, EFT and sadness, EFT and anger, anything like that. And you will find a variety of videos of people who are tapping on the points and repeating, you know, and saying words and with the thought that you would then tap on those same points and repeat after them, right? And so that can be helpful in the beginning when if you're just first getting started, because you visually can see where the people are tapping and you can tap along. I have lots of those types of videos on my website and also on my YouTube channel. And so for that reason, I think it can be helpful. But the thing that makes tapping really, what makes it really work and really effective is when you're using your own words. And so while it can be helpful to follow along with someone, it's really important that the words that they are using resonate with you. And if they don't resonate with you, you're not going to have the same impact, which is why it can be helpful to work with a practitioner at first. And if we're talking about trauma, I would definitely recommend working with a practitioner simply because you don't know what you don't know. And when you're doing this, you don't want to make yourself feel worse. Let's just say that. And so if you know that you've had some serious trauma, work with someone. Don't dive in on the deep end on your own with this.
Yeah.
That's really important. But if you are just, you know, kind of curious, you want to see how just tapping on the points makes you feel, if something, you know, let's say a coworker said something to you and it really pissed you off and you're angry and you're holding on to this anger. Yeah, you could go and find a video about anger and tap on it and see how that makes you feel and if it helps you. Yeah,
really good point. Yeah, I recommend anyone with trauma be very mindful about therapeutic techniques on YouTube and Google. It's almost always best to work with a therapist or a trained professional on a technique. Especially somebody who's either licensed or has a lot of experience. So being mindful of that, but yeah, just learning about a technique, you know, doing your research to see, oh, this sounds interesting to me or something I'm willing to try. Mm-hmm. Sounds like a good idea. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely. So where did you learn about tapping? Like, how did you get started with it? Was there somebody you followed?
Yeah. So I was actually in a group coaching program and the coach was going out on maternity leave. And so during her maternity leave, she was inviting in different coaches to work with the group. And one of the women that came in was an EFT practitioner and she was guiding the group through a practice. And it was specifically about reducing anxiety and stress. And at that time in my life, my stress levels were through the roof. My husband's in the military and we had just found out he was deploying and I had two little kids. And so I had a lot going on and I was very stressed out. And I thought it was ridiculous. I thought the idea of tapping on yourself and that made you feel better or reduce your anxiety and stress, that sounded ludicrous to me. Mm-hmm. However, I was at such a point that I was like, whatever, I'll try anything. I don't care. I think that a lot of people can resonate with that. It feels like you've done everything and nothing works. Nothing is helping. And so if you're at that point, I would just say, what do you have to lose? Like, there are no negative side effects to tapping. So even if you think it's crazy, which I totally understand thinking that because I thought that, still give it a try. So anyway, I was in this group session. She guided us through this practice. And by the end of it, it wasn't long. It was like 15, 20 minutes. By the end of it, I was like, oh my gosh, I feel better. Like, that is weird. That is really weird. I thought it was very strange, but I felt better. And that was enough for me to be like, okay, there's something to this. I don't understand it, but there's something here. So I kept doing it, playing a little bit on my own with it. And then I did sign up for some one-on-one sessions. And when I get really stressed and anxious, for me, that comes out physically through in pain through my neck and my jaw. I have TMJ, and I was having a bad TMJ flare up. And, for some people with TMJ, that can mean that you can't really open your mouth all the very wide. You can't eat certain foods. You know, it can really affect your day to day. And that's how I was. I was dealing with a lot of pain. And so when I learned that this could also help with pain, I thought, yeah, right.
Skeptical again.
But she walked me through the whole process, you know, and the way that it works is that the practitioner really asks you a bunch of different questions about how you're feeling, what you've got going on. And then she uses the answers to those questions to develop statements. And then you utilize those statements as you are tapping on the different points of your body. And my experience kind of blew my mind, really. At the beginning of the session, she asked how intense was the pain. And I said, I was at an 8 on a scale of 1 to 10. And then by the end of the session, which was about an hour later, I was down to a 2. And that floored me because I had been doing all sorts of different things to try and mitigate the pain with no success. And then I do this thing that brought up a variety of different emotions that I would never have expected during the session, simply because I was tuning into how I was feeling. I was answering her questions, and one thing just led to another. And then by the end of it, I had, you know, such relief. So it made me realize how much anger I had been holding on to in my jaw. And yeah, again, I was at that place of like, this is wild. Something's definitely happening here. And I really don't know what it is, but it was enough for me to continue with it. And eventually after doing it for a while and then starting to kind of practice with friends and family to see if it would help them, I was like, okay, I need to go get certified in this so that I can properly share this with other people. And that's what I did. And now I also combine it with some of the other modalities that I use, which is meditation, sound healing, and soon, hopefully yoga too. I'm looking to start a yoga class that's also going to incorporate tapping. So yeah, a lot of different ways.
That's so awesome. Yeah. Yeah. And with your spouse being active duty, I worked for the DOD for 17 years. Have you been able to get him to use tapping with some of his stress, or is he typical?
He isn't as open to it as I would like. You know, he's done it a little bit with me. However, I have taught some workshops on bass, and people are open to it, right? And so that's the thing. I think when you get to the point where you're dealing with so much pain, or you're just so sad, or whatever the heavy emotion is that you feel stuck in it, you get to a point where it's like, sure, fine, I will try it.
I worked on an inpatient unit and I would do it with some of my clients.
Okay.
And the first they're looking at me like, are you serious? I'm like, costs nothing to try, you know?
Right. People think it's, I totally get it. You think it's weird. I mean, I thought it was weird. And so I was just like, let's be weird together. You know, and if it makes you feel better, it's okay. And a lot of time I'll remind people about like, hey, you know, if it makes you feel better, don't worry so much about why it makes you feel better. Let's just
go with it.
Making me feel better. And that's a good thing. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, it's like I often tell my clients too, it's like sometimes the little things that you wouldn't expect are what moves the needle, mm-hmm. you know, to healing, to help. You know, it's we shouldn't have to do major surgery for you to get relief. Let's try these little things.
That's exactly right. And you just don't know. I think different modalities work for different people. And so trying different things is good, and seeing what works for you. And if it doesn't work, move on to the next thing. Just don't give up hope that there's nothing out there that can help you. Cause I fully believe, you know, all of the answers are within, they're all there. Sometimes we need a little outside help to access them. And sometimes there's different modalities that can help you do that.
Right. Okay, good. All right. So there's a couple questions I generally ask my guests, not all the time, not consistently, and not both questions. So, but two things I think might be helpful to ask you about, because you seem to be a very healthy centered person. So I'm wondering if you have any kind of routine that you would be willing to share with the audience. It can be your best morning routine or your best before bed routine. Do you have one of those that you could share with us?
Yeah, definitely. So in the morning, I like to meditate. I like to tap for a few minutes, and then I like to meditate because I find when I tap on whatever it is that I'm thinking about, it helps to clear the space in my brain so that I can more easily sink into a meditation. And then in the evenings, I have it's a 365 day journal, and it's called soul journey or something like that. And so it's just like a simple question that's on for each day. And it just helps you to stop and pause and reflect. And I really like that. And then I also like to write on that same page a few things that I'm grateful for. And I feel like starting my day like that and ending my day like that always helps to put me in a better headspace and be ready to start the day, or, you know, go to sleep and start the next day fresh.
Awesome. I really like that. So in summary, it's tapping, it's meditation, it's journaling, and also gratitude practice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
To kind of sum it up. Yeah.
That's
really good. And are you somebody that exercises or follows a nutrition plan?
Yeah. So I am a certified yoga instructor. And so I definitely, try to get to the yoga studio a few times a week, and I really like to walk. And I have a new puppy, so I've been trying to get him out and not pulling on the leash when I walk. But yeah, exercise is definitely part of, you know, helps me with my mental health. You know, moving your body really helps. And then as far as nutrition, I try to eat healthy, you know, eat more veggies and less pizza, but I don't always succeed.
We like humans on our show. We really like humans. When people give perfect recipes, they're suspicious to us.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. And another question I usually like to ask guests, like, what are you reading right now? Especially, I mean, it can be anything, you know, fiction, nonfiction, but we really love hearing about, like, if there's a self-development or self-improvement book that you're mm-hmm. reading. And if it's not now, like maybe something in the past. Do you have anything like that to share with us?
Yes, sure. One of my most favorite books, which I am actually listening to again on Audible right now, is Journey of the Soul, or Journey of Souls. Is that what it is?
And it's Journey of the Soul.
It's written by, Michael something. Hold on. I'm going to look it up real quick. But it's written by a man who was a hypnotist. And
I feel like I have it too.
And he didn't believe in, Journey of Souls by Michael Newton. And he didn't believe in past lives or any of that, but then he started using, you know, hypnotizing his clients to help with whatever issue they were dealing with. And then they naturally started going into their past lives. And, the book kind of, it's all these different stories of all these different clients that he's worked with. And you can kind of see the parallels of what people say when they go to their past lives. And it talks about all sorts of what I find really interesting about, you know, our souls and how we're like reconnected with that, those energies when we pass back over. And I don't know. I just found it super fascinating, and it just made a lot of sense to me. A lot of it really resonated. So it's a good book.
Okay. I was definitely thinking of a different book, so I'm glad that you looked it up. So Journey of the Souls. Okay.
Yeah. Journey of Souls by Michael Newton.
Oh, Journey Souls. Okay. Yeah. When I write it in the show notes, I'll make sure it's correct with the correct author and stuff like that. And anything else that you would recommend for reading that you found inspirational or helpful over the years?
I'm a big fan of Tasha Silver, and Outrageous Openness is a great
book. Outrageous Openness. Mm-hmm. I love that title.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tell us why you resonated with it.
It's about kind of being open to the universe. It's about, how your energy kind of affects everything that's going on outside of you too, and what you manifest, and how, you know, when we focus on the goodness within, everything kind of comes together. I guess that's a little synopsis of it.
Okay. Yeah. So you went from someone being pretty skeptical to someone very open-minded.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah, really. I mean, I think it's just that, like, I like to understand things, but, you know, I'm also a Reiki practitioner, and there's a lot of feeling of energy there too. And so, yeah, I think it's more so, yeah, just not second guessing myself, knowing that the feelings I get, or what I like to refer to as like the little soul nudges, they're happening for a reason, and trusting them. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm huge with soul nudges. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I can even pinpoint times where I didn't listen to that intuition, and because it would seem so bizarre,
mm-hmm.
like to listen to it.
Yeah.
And then the minute something goes wrong, I can connect the dots back. Like,
isn't it crazy?
One day I might be 82, but one day I will listen better.
Well, I mean, when I signed up for yoga teacher training, that was 100% me just listening to that deep voice within that was like, you have to do this now. When my logical mind was like, what now? This is crazy. My husband's about to go on deployment. I've got two little kids. I've got no one to watch my kids. How am I going to, you know, logistically manage this? It doesn't make any sense. I was able to like quiet all of that. It didn't matter. I'd figure it out and just listen to the voice and sign up. And I'm grateful that I did, because it led me on a journey that I never, ever would have imagined that it would have, and has completely changed my life. So listen to that voice.
Definitely. So if we have a listener that would really love to work with you, can you tell us how they would find you and what would be the process?
Yeah, sure. So if you're really curious about EFT, you want to learn more about it, I do have a free masterclass on my website. So that is mindshiftwithlauren.com/masterclass. So I would say start there, watch that. And then if you want to take it a step further, or you know that you really are interested in this work and you want to talk about it more, you can set up a free consultation at talkwithlauren.com. And we can just talk and see if working together is a good fit.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. That was so wonderful. I appreciate you being here with us today. I thank you. Offer some really beautiful golden nuggets for clients. You know, I think it takes many different techniques to feel better, or mm-hmm. many different, it's okay to explore to find like what are the things that are gonna really resonate and help you on your healing journey. So I am very appreciative that you're here today.
Thank you so much for having me. I couldn't agree more. It's like, all about figuring out what are the best tools to have in your little toolbox for making yourself feel better. And it can be a journey to figure that out. But once you find them, they're there forever. So
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
It's my pleasure.
Thank you for listening in today. Please join us next week, same day and time. Also, I would love for you to check out my website, healthrivedream.com.